Next, from Maryland, we're going to have Fred Tutman, the Patuxent Riverkeeper. Go ahead, Fred.
Thanks, Tom. So I've been the Patuxent Riverkeeper going on 20 years. And for all of that time, in fact, for 20 years before, the Brandywine Coal Waste site has been slowly poisoning the community. Cadmium, arsenic, selenium, and quite frankly, a whole bunch of stuff that the community members can't even pronounce. This is a sword that has been hanging over the community for close to 40 years on a site that was promised to be a temporary disposal site over 40 years ago. The Brandywine coal pits polluting groundwater anywhere from 50 to 200 times permitted levels for certain toxic contaminants. Cleanups, slow, not forthcoming, sometimes not even possible. Coal companies, quite frankly, the smoking gun here, plainly know this is a back-end waste stream created and enabled by their profits. It's not like this is a big darn surprise. All of this coal mess exacts a terrible price on the health, the well-being, and the safety of the communities that have been poisoned by it. To me, it's just shocking how foreseeable and predictable this is. How long have we been putting coal waste on the ground in unlined cells, expecting nothing in particular to happen? Of course, they know the consequences. And so it is feckless, irresponsible. You could call it even antisocial. We've known since before the Industrial Revolution, if you put coal waste on the ground, in the water, in the air, it eventually poisons whatever it comes into contact with. So why do we put up with this stuff that enters the human food chain? Affects, like I said, the air streams, waterways, and so forth. So the abuses of big coal have taken quite a lot from the quality of life of people and communities less able to fight back, less able to protect themselves. And these companies, these operators, they need to be called out, they need to be regulated, they need to be enforced, and we need to raise the stakes for those violations. They have a lot to answer for in this poisonous cover-up. Love to answer your questions later in this event. That's pretty much what I have to say. We've had just about enough of big coal along the Patuxent River.
Thanks. That was Fred Tutman, the Patuxent Riverkeeper. Next, from Indiana, we have Tim Maloney of the Hoosier Environmental Council. Go ahead, Tim.
Thank you, Tom, and good afternoon, everybody. I'm the Senior Policy Director at the Hoosier Environmental Council in Indiana. Coal ash has already contaminated drinking water wells in 4 Indiana communities, threatened drinking water in a 5th, and has rendered groundwater unusable at 10 other sites. The cleanups required by the coal ash rule have to happen to stop the damage to our state's natural resources. Our electric utilities in Indiana have plans to leave 82 million tons of coal ash buried along the Wabash River, the White River, the Ohio River, the Kankakee River, and Lake Michigan, where it is likely to continue leaking into groundwater forever and be at permanent risk from floodwaters along these rivers. Despite knowing for years about the contamination caused by their coal ash, at most of our 17 power plant sites where toxic metals are leaking from ash dumps, the power companies still don't know the full extent of the contamination or have specific plans to clean up these dumps. At 14 sites, ash is in contact with groundwater, or very likely will be in contact with groundwater as the adjoining rivers rise and fall with seasonal changes. One example of this is the former Duke Energy Gallagher power plant site in New Albany, where coal ash is sitting in at least 20 feet of groundwater at 2 of the large ash ponds at that site. Duke Energy, besides Gallagher, Duke Energy has 3 other leaking sites on the 2 on the Wabash River, 3 others on the Wabash River. Indianapolis Power and Light, part of AES, has 3 sites on the West Fork White River. NIPSCO has sites on Lake Michigan and the Kankakee River. Vectren CenterPoint has 2 sites on the Ohio River. And the new report that our partners at EIP and Earth Justice have put out detail how little has been done to stop the leaking contaminants. Hoosiers deserve better. We don't want any more coal ash Superfund sites, as happened in the town of Pines, where drinking water and soils throughout the town were contaminated by the indiscriminate dumping of coal ash. The source of this ash in the town of Pines, the NIPSCO's Michigan City power plant, still threatens Lake Michigan, where extensive coal ash fill sits behind aging steel walls right on the shoreline of Lake Michigan. Thanks.
Thanks, Tim. That was Tim Maloney of the Hoosier Environmental Council. Now, from the Navajo Nation, Arizona, and New Mexico, we have Robin Jackson, Interim Executive Director of Dene Care, Citizens Against Ruining Our Environment. Go ahead, Robin.
For years, Dene communities in the Four Corners region of the Southwest have been subjected to decades of fossil fuel impacts, including coal ash waste from the Four Corners power plant. For nearly six decades, the Four Corners power plant in New Mexico on Navajo Nation lands has generated over 89 million tons of coal ash waste. The Environmental Integrity Project and Earth Justice have compiled detailed groundwater contamination found at coal plants in the US, including the Four Corners power plant, which ranks number 19. For years, our organization and local Dene community members have raised our concerns over groundwater contamination. These plumes are located in areas where there are active and historic coal ash waste disposal units that are disturbingly near the San Juan River, a major river of the region that local communities, including Dene communities, rely on for agriculture. Our nation and communities have a long and deep history in the San Juan Basin. The San Juan River continues to have spiritual and cultural significance for Dene people. Our indigenous communities deserve a livable future without a contaminated landscape for the continuation of our nation and our ancestral territory. Utility owners need to comply with the coal ash rule, and all regulating agencies like EPA need to protect our communities and sacred lands. We advocate for the strongest possible cleanup standards at the Four Corners power plant so that our lands are not left with a Superfund site that is neglected. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Robin Jackson from Dene Care and the Navajo Nation. Finally, from Wyoming, we have Michelle Irwin of the Powder River Basin Resource Council. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi, thanks. This report highlights the failure of most companies to follow the coal ash rule. This inaction leaves a legacy of waste that needs to be addressed. Two of the top 10 worst coal ash contamination sites identified in the report are in Southwest Wyoming. In fact, the Naughton and Jim Bridger power plants are among the top four worst sites. The two coal plants have a total of nine ash sites, most with groundwater leakage and plans to cap in place. Instead, a cleanup plan could take advantage of changing markets to generate revenue, provide jobs, and actually clean up the environmental hazards, especially the water. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Michelle Irwin from the Powder River Basin Resource Council.